Great Yorkshire Show, and Ed Wellman is back on midweek driver duties. Rejoice, rejoice, and rejoice again. How are you, Ed?
I'm good, thank you very much indeed, and well driven here today.
Thank you, sir. We're currently just standing outside the Presidential Pavilion, and indeed just outside our colleagues of BBC Radio York, just outside their studio base here for the Great Yorkshire Show, and just by the main ring in terms of locating ourselves geographically. But your thoughts on this, your third Great Yorkshire Show?
Second or third. There's a nice big wheel turning over there in the distance. We've got strong Yorkshire Post branding in the main area there, which is perhaps not surprising. But it's a beautiful, beautiful North Yorkshire morning. Slightly more gentler air, perhaps, than West Yorkshire or Lincolnshire. So really looking forward to this, the 158th Yorkshire Show.
We were actually up in the wheel last year. The Rice family actually took me up there. Oh, did I go up there? Yes, no, I think actually I went up with Eva McDonald last year. On that wheel.
Ah, is this a challenge? I mean, that would be a big, big challenge for me to do that. But I could.
Well, I think we might do a joint wheel thing together. You may be listening to this on Thursday morning's Midweek Drive Morning Edition, in which case, good morning. This is a pre-recording from the Great Yorkshire Show. All's moving splendidly along, and I have to say, I've looked ahead into our crystal ball, and I'm looking at the weather in Lincoln now, and I'm saying it's good, clear, and a wonderful July day that's upcoming. It's always a great honour to actually be selected as the first interviewee, and this year we've felt drawn, quite literally drawn, to a fabulous artistic side of the Great Yorkshire Show, and we're about to speak to
Philip Collier.
Philip, genuine delight to touch base with your good self. I think I've passed this standby in previous years and thought we must do a feature there. This time we managed to get here early enough that we managed to sort of catch your good self. Some of these images that you've actually got today, absolutely outstanding. We've got elephants, we've got giraffes, we've got racehorses, we've got all manner of wonderful animals.
Absolutely. Well, we're a publisher and fine art dealer, so we're based down actually in Hampshire, the New Forest, but we've been doing the Great Yorkshire Show for the last 11, 12 years, and it's one of our top shows. We love coming back here. I also have family up here, but we also have artists that are based up here as well, so, and we supply to artists through other galleries and shops around the country as being a publisher. So,
as we cover shows from Burley, from the Lincolnshire Show, from a variety of other sort of zones, etc., we've noted that very much part and parcel of the whole show experience is indeed great art, and you must feel very chuffed when you see some of the quality of sculptures and images that we've got here.
Well, we have some of the top artists in the country. I mean, it's very difficult to find artists of this quality and to maintain that level. I mean, I've been doing this 27 years and, you know, as a family business, nearly 50 years. And, yeah, it is a challenge, but we keep coming to find them and they keep coming to find us. And long may that continue.
Absolutely. Ed, any questions for myself?
Do you find that the visitors to the Yorkshire Show look for a particular thing, perhaps a colour or a type of animal that's really popular? Because you must have to decide sort of ahead of time what you're going to bring, don't you?
Not really. We really show what we represent. So it's really people come here and have a lot of people know what sort of thing we might have, but we've always got a twist on that, and that's what's interesting for us. And people come in and they say, "Oh, I wasn't coming to expect to buy this or buy that, or by coming here buy an elephant or come and buy a deer or a cow." And I think that's part of the parcel. If you go looking for something, you don't buy it. Whereas if you come across something and you fall in love with it, that's what it should be. You shouldn't be trying to find something. It should find you more than you finding it.
It's a very profound statement. Over the years, so we've obviously focused on the Gillick twins, who do wonderful stuff in Lincolnshire. Ruth Buchanan, I believe, is actually up from this point of view. Are there any particular artists you'd like to give a name check to in terms of the work that we could see today?
Well, a local artist would be, who's very near to here, is Amina Snowden, who signed to me at the beginning of this year, and we're doing phenomenally well with her. She's a local artist, she's a painter, immensely talented, and her sales are, you know, phenomenal. We can't keep hold of her originals. As we get them, we sell them. Prints are nearly selling out now that have only been out 6 months, and she's a joy to work with. She's passionate about what she does. She's from this part of the world, born and bred, and she's only a young artist, and I think she's got a great future, so as a local artist. But if you go further afield, we have some of the top artists like Hamish Mackey, who's one of our top sculptors in the country, Adam Binder, Sophie White, you know, just to name a few. And then if you go to other painters, there's people like Debbie Boone, Tabitha Salmon, Clive Meredith, you know, all artists that have been with me a long time and are very, very successful.
Well, clearly it's a symbiotic relationship. You see, good artists recognise good retail stuff, and it works superbly. Particular favourite from your own point of view? I mean, I know it might be asking you to choose between your favourite children, but any particular favourites from what we're looking at present?
I have to say, it is difficult, and that's not me sitting on the fence, because I have a very eclectic taste, and I think some of what's on the stand is reflected in my taste, but not all of it. You know, I think I buy, I sell things and represent artists because I think they're of quality. I mean, Tabitha Salmon, who's been with me 27 years, she has an abstract quality about her work. It's all about movement and colour. You know, Hamish Mackey, you know, very strong. He's been with me a long time. But people, if you look at the deer outside the front of the stand, the lifelikeness of them is fantastic. If you go to Adam Binder, you know, the smooth quality, cut down to, you know, very distilled, very clean lines. You know, it is difficult to pull one out. And it sounds like I'm sitting on the fence. I probably am.
I perfectly understand that. I get a sense of kinetic dynamism that's around. I mean, Ed, any thoughts from yourself in terms of your particular favourite that immediately catches your eye?
Yeah, I'm really drawn to this fella here. What's he?
It's a wild boar. It's by Hamish Mackey. The texture and movement in that is just amazing. It looks like, you know, it's on, it's full tilt, and it's, you know, and that's what it's doing.
And obviously in 3 days' time, the Great Yorkshire Show begins to plan for the 159th Great Yorkshire Show. What happens to the stand and the exhibit from that point of view? Do you move on through the show circuit? Are there other areas you'll be sort of touching base within? Will you be heading off to Burley and so on later on in the year?
We do Burley. We do 18 shows a year. We do car shows, horse shows, whether it be three-day eventing, show jumping, or classic car events. You know, that's where we go. In 2 weeks' time, we'll be off to the New Forest Show, and then immediately straight over to the Game Fair at Ragley, and then we go to Burley, then we do Goodwood Revival, you know, and we do the Concours d'Elegance at Royal Windsor. You know, so it doesn't stop.
Well, clearly, we're delighted you managed to spare a few moments to share some of the excitement with us today. A web address. How can people actually get in touch with your good self if they're sort of thinking, that sounds interesting, let's find more about them online?
It's collierdobson.com, which is collierdobson.com.
Of course, it's the perfectionism as well that impresses me. And when you come to seek out perfectionism, clearly Yorkshire life at the heart of England's biggest country, and indeed county, it has to be said, is one of the key folks there. We're delighted now to be able to have a few words with
Richard Shevlin of Yorkshire Life magazine.
Yorkshire Life, as I frequently said, and I was saying this to colleagues in Texas only recently, Yorkshire is the Texas of the British Isles. Yorkshire Life, it celebrates everything, as it says on your strapline, that if you love life in Yorkshire, you love Yorkshire Life.
That's right, it's a must read for everyone who lives in Yorkshire. You know, the Great Yorkshire Show is an event we always support each year. A lot of our readers come to the Great Yorkshire Show, and we also hope to attract new readers to Yorkshire Life, be it sort of visitors from Yorkshire or outside of Yorkshire who have an interest in Yorkshire.
If memory serves, isn't it one of our wonderful photographer colleagues, Javen Liam, who sometimes provides some of the images for Yorkshire Life?
That's right, yes, that's correct, yep.
You see, we felt there was a connection from that perspective. Ed, any thoughts for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, being a proud graduate of Huddersfield Polytechnic and a real supporter of West Yorkshire, and then being here today in North Yorkshire, I was in Sheffield earlier in the week. Is there a slant? Is there a North Yorkshire slant to the Yorkshire Life magazine?
We do try and cover all parts of Yorkshire. Obviously, we do have sort of stronger readership areas than some other areas. So North Yorkshire is a very sort of strong readership area for us, Harrogate, York. But the magazine does cover all parts of Yorkshire. And I would just like to say I went to Huddersfield University myself as well.
Was it a polytechnic then as well?
I think it was a poly, and then it just changed to a uni, so around about 1991,
yeah,
I think it was.
I was there at the same time. What a small world.
What a small world.
See, destiny brings you guys together, which is fantastic. I detect a slight Newcastle accent. Is that true?
Oh, very good, very
yes?
good. Yep. Originally, I'm from Northumberland, so my parents live up near Hexham. First 18 years of my life up in Northumberland, and then sort of Huddersfield University after that.
I shall be heading up to Morpeth shortly to actually speak to our good friends at Farmer Nord and Yorkshire Supplements, so great stuff there. But let's talk a little bit more about Yorkshire Life. As you said, it's a perfect magazine. It addresses it. It's not just for people in Yorkshire, though, is it?
No, that's right. We have readers all over the UK, and we also have readers abroad, all parts of the globe, who subscribe to Yorkshire Life and look forward to receiving Yorkshire Life through the post each month. Just sort of gives them a reminder of what they're missing in Yorkshire.
And presumably some of the wonderful images that we're seeing at the 158th Great Yorkshire Show will be appearing in Yorkshire Life, both online and in the magazine, in the very near future.
That's right, yes. Our August issue is out next week, but it'll probably be too late to get the coverage in because that goes to print tomorrow. But our September issue, which will be in the shops the middle of August, will have the full coverage of the Great Yorkshire Show.
And well worth looking forward to now. I'm always keen to obviously promote some of the fabulous sort of team that you've actually got here. You've got a couple of workers who are doing busily stuffing goodie bags and doing all sorts of things. Would you like to give them some name checks?
Yep, we've got Rebecca and Jane on today. We should have a few more members of staff coming later as well. We're giving out a free copy of Yorkshire Life to anyone who comes to the stand. They can pick up a free copy of the July issue.
It's just gift after gift, really, and you're literally just parked, or at least positioned, just outside the main ring, so you can obviously find out details from that perspective. Richard, it's been fabulous touching base with your good self. Again, I have to say, Yorkshire Life is a great magazine, and I'm just sort of endorsing this sort of line from that. Ed, any final thoughts?
Why are there two versions of the July one? You've got a green one and a black one.
Ah, right, yep. A couple of our advertisers have actually sponsored the front cover, so we've just sort of changed the front cover slightly.
Give them a shameless name check. What the heck? Give them multimedia exposure.
Well, we've got two of our property clients who have sort of sponsored the magazine.
That'll be the residents, presumably. Iconic building, iconic homes.
Yep, so we've got Carter Jonas on there on the front cover, and also David Wilson Holmes, who are both two of our regular supporters to the magazine.
Well, you can point them to this when it's online and say, look, I'm doing even more sort of value for money from that point of view. Richard, fantastic touching base with a good self. A reminder, of course, you can like Yorkshire Life, twitter.com, well, facebook.com / Yorkshire Life. You can go to twitter.com and, again, strange enough, Yorkshire Life. And, of course, it's yorkshirelife.co.uk for the website.
That's great. Thanks very much.
I'm always impressed by the range and quality of stands that we get at the Great Yorkshire Show, although it's fair to say that back in Lincolnshire, the co-op are well represented as well. We're delighted now to be able to speak to
Nathan.
Nathan, you have got an absolute mystical, magical kingdom when it comes to red tractor tours, when it comes to the co-op handpicked from Yorkshire, when it comes to personalising a tote bag to take home. You've got everything. I mean, you don't need to spend any time at the rest of the showground at all. You can just spend it all in this area alone.
I think that's what we do. We make sure that there's plenty of interaction for our guests to come on the stand and get interactive and experience what the cooperative's all about, because we're all about today and throughout the week explaining to people our farming practices, what our sustainability is with our fishing. From our local perspective, with our local suppliers, you can come and try their produce, which we sample throughout the week. And again, the variety of food that we sample here reflects what we have in our shops countrywide. So we want to give people an interactive experience and to have fun, basically, which is what they do. And they definitely, once it gets busy, it doesn't stop all day. So we're really pleased that people like coming to the stand.
Now, I mentioned the co-op because back in the early days of Siren, back in 2007, it was actually thanks to co-op funding that Maureen Bound, our deputy manager, actually sort of was appointed for Siren FM. So we've bonded ever since really. But in terms of what you've got here, I mean, again, co-op have been supporting the community for over 100 years.
That's
and
right.
Again, lots of really exciting things here.
Well, again, with our whole vision, it's all about, and you may have noticed in the press that we've changed our logo, and it's all about keeping the heritage, but going forward, reflecting on where we came from, which was a locality within the community. The cooperative, there was one in every community. People used it more than just a shop, and that's what we want to reflect and go back to and go forward in the future. And we want to be a focal point for the whole community, and that's what we're aiming to do.
Ed.
Yeah, you just mentioned your new / old logo, and I was just so pleased when I saw that come back. And as that's come back across the nation, has it?
It has. It's nationwide. Yeah. It's been in the planning for up to 2 years, and we're just bringing it out now. All of the shops, our 2,800 stores, are getting refitted and rebranded with our logo, and it's across the whole cooperative family. Whereas before we had cooperative food, cooperative insurance, cooperative home, funeral care, now it's just co-op. And it's an umbrella term for all of our products to keep everything unified and centralized. Because people call this co-op irrespective of what we were putting after it. So we just thought we'd simplify everything. It's co-op and it's going forward, and that's what anyone needs to know, basically. So I hope people like it, and I think they
definitely
do.
Definitely prefer the blue to the silver and the green, yeah. I think it was before. But you just touched on insurance and funeral care, and they're really important things as well, aren't they? I mean, perhaps not as visible, though, as your local shop.
They're not. I mean, we've got a funeral care stand at the show this week, and although it's a delicate subject, we try and get people
to bury ourselves in the work, do we?
But do you know what? I was speaking to the chaps, because they come on our stand, obviously, so we interact, and I said, how's it going? They said, oh, you know, it's pretty busy, because we've just come from the Royal Highland Show as well. So people, although it's delicate, they need to be aware that everyone needs to kind of do these things. So we try and bring that to the forefront in a light way and get people to experience that side as well as the food side, as well as all of our parts within the cooperative family, basically.
This, just standing behind us, you've got some bales of straw, some big black tyres, and there's an iPod there as well. I should watch that. And you've got a sort of an interactive workings of a tractor experience. Now, my six-year-old nephew would, well, he'd just be in there all day.
What is the good thing about this is the kids react differently. So for those who are not aware of a virtual reality set, it's essentially putting a phone up to your face with an encasement to hold the goggles in place. So you're looking at a screen directly in front of you, and anywhere you look in the room, you're following this world that's subjected to you through the reality. And the kids love it. They either freeze and they think, what's going on? I'm a bit scared. Or they start waving their hands around, trying to look for their hands. But of course, they're covered by a screen, so they're not going to see anything other than that virtual tour, and they love it. So we get them on the tractor, we ask them to wash their feet through the welly scrubber there and put hand sanitizer on to reflect what the real farmers do for the biosecurity nature of our farming practices. And it's, again, as we said, it's all about informing people and entertaining people at the same time. So we hope that that's what we do, and there's always a long line on this little interactive experience. So, yeah, I think people like it.
Life, death, and the metaphysical nature of reality. You can't beat that as a strap line.
I think we got it all, haven't we?
Absolutely. It's been fantastic touching base with good self. I'm sure we'll come back and find out how things are going. You mentioned you're at the Royal Highland Show. Where do you head off to after the Great Yorkshire?
Straight. We got 2 days off, then it's straight up to Bilthwells for the Royal Welsh Show. So that's pretty much the longest run, I believe. Then we've got a little break, and then we do Oxfordshire as well. So, yes.
We really should do a year in the life of your good self and the co-op show on the road. Would you be up for that?
I think so, yeah. It'd be very good.